There is no more sacred undertaking than the care, support, and nurturing of a new life. And there is little we can ever do in our lives that will approach the awesome impact that our children have on our lives. Will Glennon. There are books full of information on mother-child attachment. There's no shortage of ways to bond with your little girl, even before she is born. One common recommendation is to get comfy on the sofa and read your favorite book to your baby bump. From about 20 weeks in the womb, babies can hear their mother's heartbeat and recognize voices, especially mom's voice. So talking to her is always a recommended activity. And from 20 weeks, babies can distinguish between mother's or dad's touch and that of a stranger. Aren't infants so smart? So giving your bump a gentle massage with lavender oil is said to help bonding. While you are expecting, singing is also highly recommended. And without your knowing it, all during the time you're carrying your little one, she is building a biochemical bond with you even before she makes her appearance on planet Earth. And that mother-baby connection continues when you're holding your infant in the early days and weeks of life, even in the way you look into your baby's eyes. This week, I was presenting a teaching training seminar at a preschool, and one of the teachers told me she had recently attended a fascinating seminar. There, she learned that neuroscientists have hooked electrodes up to the brain to see what parts of the brain light up when different emotions are experienced. The researchers were surprised to discover that the strongest emotion measured is in the infant brain when mother and baby first look at each other. The baby's eyes connect with her mom, and boom, the mother-infant gaze happens. That's also when the baby begins to recognize the voice and smell of her mother. This is one reason why breastfeeding is so important. Whether breastfeeding or bottle feeding, most of the time the baby is looking right into her mother's eyes. These are significant moments of bonding. Studies show surges of brain activity, literally the brain lighting up in certain key areas, occur when the baby experiences self-worth, safety, confidence, all essential to emotional development. Do you remember the first time your baby girl smiled and you smiled back? Babies learn a great deal from how responsive parents are to them. It doesn't take them long to catch on to the fact that their actions, smiles, tears, excitement, get a predictable response. Every time I smile, mommy smiles back, she learns. Babies like to be imitated, scientists say. When we exaggerate their behavior or expressions back to them, it helps them understand themselves and how they're feeling. Isn't it amazing how truly smart babies are? Love you forever. One day when I was visiting our son and daughter-in-law in Wisconsin, Maggie was changing 7-month-old Lucy's diaper. Our little redhead granddaughter's face lit up when her mom playfully slid a thin diaper across her face and asked in an animated voice, "Where is Lucy?" "Peekaboo! I see you!" Lucy giggled and kicked her little feet, waving her arms up and down. "Mama! Dada! Oh!" Lucy squealed as her face lit up with a big smile. "Daddy will be home in a little..."